But what are you doing this week with your jokes? It is the last week of the rush hour. So
yes.
Have you got some good ones for us?
I have. Well, what we've done, we, the rush hour, have all got together, and we thought we'd do my best five jokes over this year. It's been a tough year for all, 2020. So we've put together the best five jokes, and they'll run Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Frothy Friday.
Okay. So you want to set this one up? So this one is from 2020?
No, this one is from, of course, earlier in the year. And I love it. It's just a nice little simple joke, and it's about the chicken or the egg. I went to a party the other night.
You did. And got your shirt on.
And I was dressed as a chicken.
For a little bit.
I ended up with a girl who was dressed as an egg.
Oh, no.
A lifelong question got answered that night.
Oh, no.
It was the chicken.
Oh, he likes
TV!
He likes that!
TV!
It's the first one he's come out with, Chief! A little giggle for the Chief!
It's taken 5 years, Bill!
Mate, you're absolutely kidding yourself. The Chief was in that. That's about 2013.
No, we had a chat to him about Fox Footy.
How far back have you had to go to find a decent gag?
I think in March or April, we had a chat about Fox Footy, and the Chief loved it. That's a good little joke.
I've heard it all. It wasn't bad, though. It wasn't bad.
Coming in at number four, Joey, of all-time jokes for year 2020.
All-time year 2020.
All-time number four is Brick.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Jimmy Boy, three children named Feather, Droplet and Brick went to their mother to ask why they were named so. Oh, no. Feather went to his mother and said, Mother, why is my name Feather? Mother said, because when you were born, a feather fell on your forehead. Ah, fair enough. Droplet went to his mother and asked, Mum, why is my name Droplet? Because when you were born, a water droplet fell on your forehead.
Yes.
Droplet's happy enough with that, Jimmy.
Yes.
Oh. When Droplet went away, Brick shuffled up to his mother and said,
Seriously?
That's terrible. Poor old Brick, Jim.
It's more in the delivery that Bill couldn't even get the joke out that made it so funny.
Are we on it? Now, we're back, are we?
Now, which one are we going to go with here, mate? Because we've got a few to choose from.
Are we running short of time?
No, I reckon we can go the 36-second one, which
that's
you
want. Short of time.
No, well, it's not
This is about the German bloke who saves a dog, and someone thought he was a vet. A German tourist does muck nish. Jumped into the freezing river to save my precious little dog from drowning, Jim.
Right.
After he climbed out, he handed me the dog and said, here is the dog. Keep him warm and dry him off and he'll be vain. I said, thank you very much, mate. Good on you. Are you a vet? He said, a vet? I'm soaking.
Oh, no.
Oh, Dave, he thought I said, are you wet?
Are you wet?
How's the delivery?
How's the accent?
Now, Dave, some of Bill's worst jokes are when he puts on an accent.
Oh, yes.
But this is a good one. But this is a good one.
This one's actually pretty decent.
It is.
It's because he didn't put an Irish accent on. He put a German accent, and it's the old wooden eye. Have a listen to this one.
All right.
Oh, Jimmy boy, there was this young fella with a wooden eye, okay?
Oh, my God. You can't tell this joke.
And he's at the school dance, okay? And he was standing with his mates, and he was too nervous to ask any girl for a dance because they'd make fun of his wooden eye.
Yes, Bill.
So his friend points to a girl with a wooden leg standing by herself, Jim, in the corner.
Cannot believe it. Yes.
Hey, see that girl over there with a wooden leg? Why don't you go and ask her for a dance? And if she makes fun of your wooden eye, you can make fun of her wooden leg. So he's a bit shy and he's not sure and he needs a bit of Dutch courage, Jim. So he shotguns a CC and dry.
At the school dance.
Yeah. Just have one out in the back.
So as if this joke wasn't inappropriate enough, you then shotgunning cans at a school dance.
That's it. And he had another one just to get the old Dutch carriage in. So he walks over to the young girl with the wooden leg and he, excuse me, he says, and he says, excuse me, would you like to dance? She looked up very, very surprised and happy. And with a big smile, she said, oh, wouldn't I? He said, ah, so it's going to be like that, is it? Well, you can get stumpy. Oh, Jim.
Oh,
now that's not bad.
It's still good, Bill.
Oh, that's an absolute cracker. How have I heard that?
Well, apparently it was with the German accent.
Oh, yeah, no, I stuffed that up.
Yeah, you did stuff that up.
Finally, a good one.
I've got to say, the whole year, and Joey and Daisy can attest to this, on socials, everyone's been asking one question.
Yeah.
Can you tell the Thailand joke, please? And for the final time, final show in 2020, can we finally hear the Thailand joke, Bill?
Well, what do you reckon, Joey?
I think you got to go with it, Bill. You got to do it. You got to do it. I haven't heard it, so I don't know what the joke is. So I'm curious. I've been hearing about it all year. It's your last show. Go out with a bang.
Well, go with a bang, all right.
This is Billy's joke.
That's exactly that's exactly what me and Gab thought.
So, yep. For everyone out there, Bill, this is the famous Thailand joke. Here we go.
And it's not that good, believe me. I'd much rather Brick or the Vit. But me and Gab, me good mate, we went overseas, we'll say, Rabsy, overseas for a nice family holiday. It was just me and Gab. But we were very excited. We needed a break. We'd had a long year. And when you're overseas to these places, you have a massage because they're nice and cheap and it's very good for you to have a massage. So we found a nice spot, very nice massage place. That nice cheap curtains and that upstairs. So fair to say Gab went first. So he walks upstairs.
Fortunate.
And I still remember to this day, Gav walking down the stairs, tears in his eyes, and saying, it's a boy, it's a boy, it's a boy. Fair to say, me and Gav never went back to Thailand.
He's finished the year completely butchering the Thailand joke that we all wanted.
That's the joke, isn't it?
Is that a joke?
Yeah. Well, you got to read more into it, Dave, Joey.
Oh, Bill. Have a good break, Bill. You're a star. We love you.
Well done, Cop. Well done. Time. Proffy time now. Sap that boom.